Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. All right, all you positive heads, welcome, welcome. Here we grow again. It is a magical Monday here in the studio as I record, and I am grateful to be back with you. You guessed it right. And I want to talk a little bit today about rain. And the reason I want to talk about rain, well, it's a few reasons. One, we have had unprecedented amounts of rain in Southern California and California in general this year. In the 20 plus years I've been here, I've never seen so much rain. And, you know, just cleared up in the last day or so. At least for a minute before there's more. But, I was feeling the last couple of days just a little off energetically. And it's like, oh, the sun's out again. And yet I'm still not feeling motivated, inspired, energized, just kind of, yeah, just not feeling my most enthusiastic self. And then I saw a meme. And it didn't say who the author is, but it really landed with all things considered. It said, for after all, the best thing one can do when it is raining is let it rain. For after all, the best thing one can do when it's raining is let it rain. And this is something that, makes so much sense. When you look at what a lot of us have been taught to run from our emotions, to push our emotions down, you go back a generation or two, and that was like the standard, like, hey, boys don't cry and stop being a baby and all those things. And you're taught not to, like, we're reinforced at such a young age that our emotions are a bad thing and that there's something wrong with feeling off or feeling down or feeling sad and actually that's a big part of what you came here for. Right? Isn't that funny to think, to actually have the idea that I'm feeling off and not my greatest self, and that's part of the program. That's actually what is meant to happen. It's good to happen from a certain perspective, right? Maybe it doesn't feel as good as being blissed out, but you're meant to feel the full gamut of emotions, right? And it's having experienced this myself in the last few days a little bit and loving this, for after all, the best thing one can do when it is raining, let it rain. And it's just so appropriate for so many of us. And when you examine yourself, when it is raining for you, right? How often are you, I've got to fix it. It's got to be better. I'm wrong. I should, I know better than this. I can do better than this. I've listened to, 500 positive head episodes and I know what to do to shift my perspective. And it's like, yes, you can be aware and you can start to reach for more neutral thoughts and kind of find your way out of it. And you have great tools maybe that you've learned along the way. And it's okay with allowing it to just rain, allowing it to just be. And as soon as we move into that state of non-resistance, things flow, things move. What we resist persists. What we accept moves through us. And that is, you know, a huge, huge piece of being able to, piece of understanding to navigate our lives gracefully and the way you were sort of optimally designed. You weren't designed to, you know, okay, you came into your human form and your optimal path is not feeling any negative emotions, never feeling down, never feeling sad, never feeling any of those things. That wasn't the optimal path. The optimal path was you came to feel it all, right? And so as Jack Sparrow so eloquently said, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is your attitude about the problem. When you have decided there's something's wrong with having a slow day where your energy's low, you want to stay in bed more, you want to really give yourself some self-care and you know, it's such a necessary part of it. And if we don't, what happens? You don't get away from it. A lot of times people find distractions very effectively, right? They push it down, distract themselves with food, drugs, sex, you name it, you know, work. And it comes back up. It lives to haunt you another day. And what we really want to do is move through it. I remembered my friend going back to like one of the first 5-10 episodes, my friend who leads ayahuasca journeys, talking about he would recommend to people when you're feeling intense emotions or whatever coming up, even if you've got to pull over on the side of the road, put on an eye mask, have an eye mask with you and just be with it, sit through it, like go into it, face it. And it's so, like I said, this is so in contrast to what we were taught traditionally. Our parents, you know, probably taught us differently, certainly their parents and their parents before them. And it was like, now all of a sudden the light bulb's coming on, like, ah, hold on, we're supposed to go through and feel these emotions. Emotion, energy in motion. It wants to move. It doesn't want to be stuffed in a closet where you lock it up and throw away the key. It's like a stagnant pool of water. What happens when water's not flowing, not moving? It gets, you know, bacteria and is not safe to drink. It becomes riddled with, you know, all kinds of negative things. And so that's what happens to these. If they get stuck, they get stuck in our body. They then appear as dis-ease, right? Disease in different ways. And so, you know, allowing the rain and just sit with, take that for a moment. Like, you know, especially if you've been feeling bad today as you're hearing this or down or, you know, not your best self, not your most vibrant self. And just all of a sudden, like appreciating that, like loving yourself there, say, no, this is actually a part of the curriculum. This is a part of the journey. It wasn't what I chose consciously, but I can see broadly enough now to understand that this is actually a necessary part of my journey. It's a helpful part of my journey. It's going to make the next upside that much sweeter. You know, when you can think of it in, you know, that's a way to always bring some level of positive perspective to hardship. It's like, oh, I'm hitting a valley. This, you know what, I know what comes after a valley. There's another peak. There's another upside. And so, you know, it's like a trampoline. If you're down and you just dropped on the trampoline and you're way, way down, you know, in that particular snapshot of a moment, guess what? You're going to be going the other way before you know it. So it's allows you to okay, you know, if you don't like it, as I often say, you know, the good news is the only thing guaranteed is change. And if you're loving, you're on a peak, you better appreciate it because change is inevitable. Hardship is inevitable. Sadness is inevitable again. It's a part of the curriculum. It's a part of what you signed up for. It's coming for you. And we can either fear it, run from it, you know, shake our fist at it, or understand and appreciate what it is and that it's there happening for us, not to us. It's a gift. It's you know, making us stronger. Smooth seas never made for a skilled sailor. We all came to, you know, be skilled sailors. So, you know, you're sharpening your axe. You're getting better at being this thing called human and navigating the emotional landscape that is very intense for those of us who feel deeper and deeper and are allowing ourselves to be open, allowing your heart to be open and broken and willing to, you know, stretch so that you can feel and expand and become more. I found a short clip. It's only, what, 2-3 minutes of Ram Dass talking about this very topic. And I thought I would throw it in here. Check out Ram Dass talking about appreciating negative emotions.
What is the most conscious way to handle negative emotions? To appreciate them. To appreciate them. To appreciate the phenomena of your own personality instead of getting caught in them. The minute you try to push against them, you juice them up. But to notice, there's anger, there's greed, there's fear, there's all the things you can feel, the negative feelings. Just allow them. The minute you break the identification with being the feeler of those, but rather being the noticer of them, not denying them, I'm not talking about repression. I'm talking about acknowledging them, allowing them, giving them space. That is part of your humanity. Until you can appreciate your own humanity the way you would appreciate a tree or a flower, you're trapped. And your own humanity involves negative and positive emotions, desires, fears, loneliness, self-pity, etc. All of that stuff. And until you can enjoy them, like, as I said, my little schmooze that I invite in for tea all the time, my neuroses and all that stuff, and just allow your humanity, then it starts to lose its power over you. The minute you push against it, you juice it up. So what happens when I start to have negative emotions, if I don't get so lost that I need friends to help me out of it, but if I get it in time, I just notice it, and then I just go back to Ram, 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 Ram. Just notice it. There it still is, Ram, Ram, Ram. I don't push it away. Ram isn't going to get rid of it. It's just to remind me that there is also something else besides that. It's to bring back. The game finally is to be living on many levels simultaneously. And at first, when you get angry, you go down into the anger, and then you come up, and then you go down, and you come up, and you go down. And after a while, the up and down are both present. That's the art.
Such a powerful speaker, such a powerful way of putting it into words. Appreciate negative emotions. Appreciate the phenomenon of your own personality. You know, this phenomenon, all this range of experience, this is what you are. You know, this is it. Appreciate that. I love how he says, break the identification with being the feeler and instead being the noticer. That's the big shift, right? I am not these clouds. These emotions are like clouds going across the landscape of my, you know, my infinite consciousness that is constantly noticing, observing. What you are at your essence is the silent observer, the same observer that was there when you're 5 years old, watching, you know, observing without judgment, and the same one that will be there when you're 95 years old. And stop identifying with the clouds, be the sky, right, is essentially what he's saying. So appreciate in your humanity the same way you appreciate a tree or a flower or a dog. You know, they have a certain cadence and way that they experience the world and show up, these living beings, and this is what you are. And, you know, feeling deep feelings and emotions and a roller coaster of range of potential, that's what you are, including, you know, the darkness, the shadow part of yourself that, you know, he talks about essentially inviting to tea, right? And I like to say, invite your demons to tea. When you push it against it, all you're doing is strengthening it. You're just juicing it up, giving it more power. What you resist persists. What you accept, you move through. Allow it instead. Appreciate it. Bring love to it, right? And it's almost like working out, right? In that moment, if you can bring appreciation and allowance and stop the resistance against it, it's like you're working out a new muscle. And then on the other side of that, you feel like the benefits, like you do, you're glowing after working out, right? And I like how he put it, the game is to be living on many levels simultaneously. So holding, you can be feeling whatever you're feeling that's maybe not you know, your greatest and grandest, your best possible self. And also tapping into the understanding, the appreciation, the frequency of love around it and everything else. You're a multidimensional being. And as you learn to just stop taking, you know, the cloud's coming and I now identify with that hook, line, and sinker. That's me. There's nothing else. That's the one path. I'm going to go deep with, you know, sorrow or, you know, pain or depression or whatever it is. You're now identifying on multiple levels. You're starting to move into a more advanced way of navigating your consciousness, right? You know, like you said, after a while, the up and down are both present, and that's the art. And you are literally, you know, you are practicing the art of living gracefully, the art of your life. Your story is the art of your soul, right? The character, the avatar, all of it is a narrative, is a work of art that your soul constructed. And you've never seen a great work of art without shadow in it, right? So take a painting. You'll never see a great painting without shadow in it. And that is such a great metaphor for who you are and what you are. And when you think of yourself in the terms of like, wow, my soul, this is the most beautiful story. Of all the possibilities, this is the story and the story arc and the potentials and the ups and downs and highs and lows and lefts and rights. This is what it came up with. And I should really embrace, you know, being the creator and created. You are the creator and created rolled into one. You're both simultaneously. And that goes along with living these many levels simultaneously that we talked about a minute ago, right? You're both the creator and created. You are the one that architected it, and you are the one living it both. And just learning how to see all the vantage points and bring them together into a point of appreciation that serves you well. It serves you optimally and helps you to navigate and to be an example of how to navigate gracefully. And this is what a human being looks like, sounds like, and navigates the 3D realms it's a beautiful thing who and what we are. You should be proud. I'm proud of you. Thanks for tuning in yet again. And I do have a song to leave you with. This is Frameworks. The song is called Blue Light. Until next time, journey well.
I miss the world.